The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
They say nothing. They go nowhere.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Zach, Urban Nirvana goes pretty good in your household. We had a texture yesterday said my wife and I went to Urban Nirvana together.
Yeah, they celebrate their anniversary up there. And
yeah.
That's awesome. I love to hear that. We truly do believe in the powers of Urban Nirvana. I myself went with my special lady friend up there, and we enjoyed a lovely afternoon. Can't recommend it enough. If you can't get up there, you just want to send her, you can go online to urbannirvana.com. They have a gift card tab. You can click it. You can be in and out in under 5 minutes. It's easy. Send her the link in an email with a quick little note from you expressing how much you love her or how sorry you are, whatever it may be. And the folks up at Urban Nirvana will take care of her. It's in Greenville. It's in Columbia. It's in Charleston. Urban Nirvana, urbannirvana.com.
I love that, man. Your special lady friend.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's made it in this world.
Mm-hmm.
I have a great Numbers Matter segment coming up. I got a couple of guys been hanging on forever. Chad is up first in Columbia, Northern Communication phone line 654 Roar. Hey, good morning, Chad. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
So, okay. So you watched the ESPN broadcast last night?
I did.
Okay. Did you see them talking about Logan Davis's dad, Mark?
Yes.
I mean, dude, how impressive is that guy? I mean, I kind of looked into it a little bit more. I mean, he's got an older daughter that plays tennis at Stanford, okay? His son's obviously, Mickey, might be Clemson's number one draft prospect if you really think about it, you know, his shortstop. And, I mean, kid's got a 4-0. I mean, you know, having a daughter recently, I mean, if you're ever going to take lessons from a parent, I mean, would he not be an ideal one to take lessons from?
Yeah, he's done pretty well for himself. Yeah. Yeah, no doubt about that.
Anyways, I wanted to ask you, do you think this Clemson baseball team, with its makeup, can make a run in Omaha? Because, you know, we rely so much on the home run. You know, we're not hitting out of, you know, Jordan Green's not hitting a home run at TD Ameritrade. And so, I'm sure Beer could, and Williams probably could, but you know, there's just not many balls leaving that park, you know, now that they're out of Rosenblatt. So, with defense winning and pitching and, you know, the lack of base, you know, base hit, do you think this type of team can make a run? And I'll just hang it to listen.
Appreciate the phone call, Chet. This is how baseball is played now. Mr. Or 24, you watch a lot of baseball. Now,
you're love baseball. Fan. I love baseball.
You watch Major League Baseball.
Yes.
Baseball has turned into walks, strikeouts, and home runs.
It has.
The shift has, you don't get ground ball base hits anymore.
Yeah.
And it's about the shift. And so you got to hit the ball in the air now. Hit the ball in the air and, you know, pop it up, that kind of stuff. You guys, tons of strikeouts. Nobody chokes up anymore and tries to hit the opposite field anymore. So this is what baseball has become. You're not going to string together. You know, it's a lot like football when we went to, like, just big plays. What got tougher, more difficult is to take a ball at the 20-yard line. He go on a 13-play, 80-yard touchdown drive that you grind out 4 and 5 and 6 yards a clip. You don't see that in football anymore. In football, you'll see 6-play, 80-yard drives. You'll see 3-play, 80-yard drives. What you're seeing now, the defenses are so good. Right now, the pitching is so good. The defense in baseball is so good. These, you know, getting it, the shifts are so good. The scouting is so good. The idea that you're going to put together 6 hits in one inning, a couple of walks and 4 hits in an inning and 6 base runners and score 3 runs in an inning, that's difficult to do. This is Earl Weaver ball. You sit back and you wait on your 3-run home run. Clemson last night sat back, waited on Seth Beer's 2-run home run. Sat back, waited on Logan Davis's 2-run home run.
Sure.
Sat back and waited on Jordan Green's solo walk-off home run. All 5 runs last night came via the home run. You're right about Omaha. You don't hit balls out of TD America Trade Ballpark, whatever the thing is called out there now. But that's the way baseball's being played now. stringing together six base runners in an inning and getting three runs out of it, that just doesn't really truly happen anymore without the courtesy of the long ball or the ball off the wall, the extra base hit, the double in the gap where you get to drive a ball out there. Just, you don't, you drive balls now. This is how it is. So I don't think this team's built any different than what other teams are built. Now, you got to hit the ball out of the ballpark. Hate us that way. I like the old small ball, not small ball, but singles. You, I tell you what you don't do anymore. The analytics will tell you.
Yeah.
A, you don't steal a lot anymore. And B, you don't, you, for the really sure, you don't bunt anymore.
Listen, Chicks said the long ball here.
The Chicks do love the long ball.
I mean, it is a fun part of the game. It's exciting. How excited was that entire stadium? You could hear that stadium from Greenville last night.
Yeah.
With how loud it got when Green runs into one at the end of that game. Yeah. It's exciting.
No doubt. No doubt. You got to give him a lot of credit.
I would rather watch a walk-off home run than a bloop single to right field that scores a run from second base.
Win any way you can. Long ball in playoffs in October in Major League Baseball and then coming down the stretch, it's tough to do because you're facing tough pitching.
How exciting is it?
It's great. I think Clemson has enough starting pitching, and I love this bullpen, though.
Yeah.
Especially where Riley Gilliam's been going. But what Miller's been doing and what Spires has been doing, I think the bullpen play is very important. The other thing you got to do, you didn't do last night.
What's that?
You got to play great defense.
Yeah, you got to clean up some errors on defense there. Is Riley Gilliam going to be the guy we've seen for the last couple months here?
Yep, he's back.
Is his confidence there?
Yep, he's back. He's good. Pitched great on Saturday night.
Gave
he's
the
back.
Home run on Saturday.
That's okay. He did it on his 80th pitch or whatever.
Sure, 81 actually.
Right.
Yep.
So I don't have no issues with that. Tony Morrell, 8:05, coming up in a little less than an hour. Delvin's up next from Fountain Inn, 654 Rural. Delvin, I appreciate you being so patient, man. How you doing this morning?
I'm good. How you guys doing this morning?
Man, we're fantastic.
Yeah, y'all talking about the bat flipping up, but the crazy out of this game, in his interview, his teammates doused on Jordan Green with Gatorade, then they gave him shaving cream, man. It was unbelievable after the game.
They did they did a good job of getting it all in there, one big celebration, no doubt.
Yeah, and, man, unbelievable win, and you wouldn't need a win like that. And you talking about the RBI, Georgia Tech got a chance to help Clemson out tonight. They get a win over Georgia, they'll boost their RBI up and help Clemson out tonight in a big game against Georgia tonight, so.
Yep, no doubt about that, yep.
And, Mickey, did I hear you? I don't think I heard you correct. The Capitals beat the Penguins last night? No, that don't happen. I think you got it wrong. The Penguins always beat the Capitals. Are you sure you said it right?
The Capitals won another series. That's two now, and they're going to the Eastern Conference Finals. Mr. R24, you're trying to tell me Caps don't win series.
They don't. Yeah, they haven't been to the Conference Finals in 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't beat the Penguins, though. That's what I'm saying. I agree with that. They don't beat – something happened last night. I don't know what happened. I don't think they were – I couldn't believe I was shocked.
Four games to two. Caps win it. Caps did it. Four games to two.
Unbelievable, man. But like you said, what a game like that. They felt like an NCAA tournament game last night. Like a regional last night.
They said that many times. It felt like game three of a super regional last night.
Yeah. Unbelievable game, guys. I know y'all busy, so thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Delvin. I appreciate the nice phone call. Very, very kind of you. Yeah, what happened there? Caps won last night.
It was a fun game. They went out and were able to win that game. Ovechkin to Kuznetsov in overtime, and Kuznetsov goes five hole on Matt Murray to win the series against Pittsburgh.
At Pittsburgh, right?
Yes.
Yeah, nice win for him. Yeah, nice win there. Who you still like? Tampa Bay in the East?
I still like Tampa in the East. I still...
Vegas?
No. I had Winnipeg coming out.
3-3 now.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. I have a great Numbers Matter segment. Can I do it now? Just because I have to do this. Just because I just read it, and it's ultra impressive, and it correlates to Clemson baseball while we're on the subject. Do you mind, Mr. Or24? Can I sneak in a Numbers Matter segment for you?
It's the Mickey Pilot Show. You can do whatever you want to.
I'm not going to do it in dramatic terms. I'll just go ahead and give it to you right now. Numbers Matter segment. Numbers Matter. I'll bring in a sword and tell you this. University of Colleges, universitycolleges.com, the great place to live, the brand new place, Ingalls Crossing, right across from Ingalls. These numbers matter. The widescreen TV in every single living room, ceiling fans in every room, everything you're looking for, the coffee bar, the resort-style pool, They've got it all. They've got the, you know, pet friendly, on the Catbush route, fitness center, grilling area. They've got everything. All the appliances, all the cabinetry, everything you're looking for. It's our great friends over at University Cottages and universitycottage.com. That number is 784-3400, 784-3400. Here's the numbers that matter for you, Mr. Ward 24. In 3 years, Monty Lee at Clemson in one-run games, 36-13. That's courtesy of Mr. Numbers, Tim Bure. You heard me right. In 3 years at Clemson, now or 2.5 or 2+ years, in one-run games, 36-13. That's unbelievable. Now, what does that mean? A, it means bullpen. That Clemson's bullpens have been really good, right? Saving and closing out one-run games.
See.
B, it means like your defense is pretty good. Now, again, last night, sans last night.
See.
Because you didn't get that in there. I don't do it as good as you on that one. But it also means that you really win those last 9 outs, and it means you've got a little bit of depth in there. Do not forget, you talk about guys making the right moves last night. They go to a left-hander. You're able to put Jordan Green in the game as a pinch hitter. Keep him in the game at second base. Because of Hall's athleticism, you move him out to left field. He makes a couple of plays, one routine, but then he makes a great play in the outfield. But that's all Monty Lee pulling the right string, a little Ray Tanner-like, of just putting the right guy in the right situation and believing in it coming through. But 36-13 in one-run games. How about that? I think it says a lot to Monty Lee and his staff and his preparation.
It says everything about that.
Yeah.
Win the last nine.
In a night where the middle of the lineup, Bird and Cromwell, go 0-for-8 with 4 strikeouts. Mm. In a night where you didn't have, let me see, extra base hits.
Bird had a couple hard hit balls to center field there.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. The 3 home runs are great. That was your, you had 6 singles and 3 homers. No other doubles in there. This says an awful lot about your staff, about your bullpen, about your defense, about getting it done, getting it done right now. 36-13 one-run games.
36-13. Is that good?
That's in one-run games. by the way, they're 36-12 now. Even more impressive, I think, is the 19-8 in the ACC. Look, the ACC's not good. Let's don't pretend the ACC's great, okay? Let's be very clear that Georgia Tech's not as good as they have been. Louisville's not as good as they have been. Notre Dame's not very good. Miami's not very good. Wake Forest's not very good. Virginia's not very good. But you still do that on, several of those on the road. Let's not forget you won 2 out of 3 at Louisville. You won 2 out of 3 at Notre Dame. You swept Wake Forest on the road, and you swept Virginia on the road. That is 6, 8, 10. That's 10-2 on the road in the ACC. Is that right? 2 out of 3 from Louisville. 2 out of 3. That's 4-2 against Notre Dame. And then, 10-2 on the road in the ACC so far. So, and you got one more road series left in the ACC. So you feel really, really good about that. RPI is up 2 to number 8. They skipped jumped over Florida State last night. So that's good. All the numbers are there now, and a very manageable series schedule coming out. Give me this, Mr. Orr 24, a little win game for you. Tigers again at 36-12. I'll write this down this way. And at 19-8, give me a little win game for you. We always adjust our win game. We can do this at any point in time. We can even adjust it in our third hour if we like. You like Clemson to beat Western Carolina tomorrow night at 6:30 at Doug Kingsmore. Correct?
Yes.
Austin Peay this weekend, you still going to sweep there?
Yes.
Kennesaw State on the road, you still like that?
I do.
And you still like 2 out of 3 with Pittsburgh?
Yes.
That puts you at 43-13. And that puts you at 21-9 in the ACC. That puts you square, going to the ACC tournament, that puts you squarely in the national seed mode. Definitely hosting a regional and a national seed mode. Again, now you can't, I don't think at that point in time, I mean, can you lay an egg in the ACC tournament? I doubt it. But here's the good news in the ACC tournament. You know, you do that pod system where you play your other teams in your pod, which I'm really crazy about the pod stuff there. But with that said, you feel pretty good about your coming out of that deal. Just come out of your pod and you're hosting for sure. Pretty good stuff there, though. Outstanding. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll open up phone line 654-ROAR. I have not done any text today. I've not done any tweets today. We'll do both of those when we come back. You can reach us on our Health Care text line, 986-1566. You can reach us on our Twitter feeds, at Mickey Plotter, at Mr. Orr 24. All tweets that come on the show get on the air in time. If you get them in time, we get them on the air in time. And then all phone calls as well. I do want to tell you about our friends at Trehel, T-R-E-H-E-L.com. Let them build your home for you, or your building for you. Not single family homes, not dams, not water treatment plants, but anything else they build. And I can just tell you this, they could come in at the last part of a project and save projects. They can team with your current architect. They can come in and things get out of hand and you fire people. They can come in and do those kind of things. I will tell you this, though, that the earlier you call them, the more benefits you reap from their expertise. A single source delivery is the way to go. I've learned this over and over and over again. Our great friends at Trehel, T-R-E-H-E-L.com. I've talked to people who have built with Trehel. I've talked to 5, 6, 7, 10 people who built with Trehel, and all of them say the same thing. They saved our project. We saved money. We were over budget. We were over time. There's no way we could get the thing done. There's one church here in town that their original bid from another company was $1 million over budget. Trehel came in and saved that project, did it on budget, and did it on time. T-R-E-H-E-L.com. Call them today, 800-319-7006. We'll take a short break, come back, open phone lines, texts, and tweets when you return right after this. Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
It's the Sea-Doo Ready to Ride sales event at Foothills Motorsports in Piedmont. Ride into your next adventure with the revolutionary performance of a Sea-Doo watercraft. And now, for a limited time, receive a rebate of up to $1,000 on select models. Escape the everyday starting at $53.99. Foothills Motorsports, located at 104 Halter Drive in Piedmont.
Offering May 31st, 2018. See dealer for details.
Bring all your lawn's potential to life. We designed the Cub Cadet XT Enduro Series lawn tractors with you in mind to deliver strength, comfort, and superior versatility. Because we know you put in the hours of work that make all that play possible. And now, you can bring your lawn to life for a little less because your local independent dealer is offering $100 off select XT Enduro Series lawn tractors for a limited time. Visit CubCadetDealers.com and take advantage of this exceptional offer. Not eligible on other models. Specifications and programs are subject to change without notice.
Love driving again and enjoy no payments for up to 90 days at State Credit Union. And with rates as low as 1.99% APR on new cars, now is the perfect time to buy. Plus, applying for your new car loan is fast and easy. Call, click, or stop by any of the 20 statewide branches of State Credit Union today. Learn more online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go.
Certain terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs are subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Ryan! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it.
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people.
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun. Maybe we should stay together.
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Capital One presents Congress finalizing the Louisiana purchase.
Now,
Napoleon will never go for our offer. It's too low.
He's too low.
You're a nincompoop.
Oh, Jefferson has something.
Gentlemen, I've just received word from my Capital One app. The Louisiana purchase is complete.
Instant purchase notifications from Capital One, so you won't miss a purchase. Technology this helpful could make history.
What's in your wallet?
Not available for debit cards. Capital One Bank USA N.A.
The Mickey Plyler Show is on the air.
Everybody has their own little opinions, and it all gets homogenized, and you lose the whole edge of it. I'm going with Jerk Store. Jerk Store is the line. Jerk Store.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
A boy's born in hot damn Mississippi, surrounded by four walls that ain't so pretty. His parents give him love and affection to keep him strong, moving in the right direction, living just enough for the city.
It doesn't get any more talented than Little Stevie Wonder. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. The Barbershop is back, but it's back with the modern touches. We keep improving upon things. We're now out of that unisex craze of salons. We're back to men getting your hair cut in the setting that we need to get your hair cut in. Go to Ruchers and take care of this. Do yourself a favor. Treat yourself. The ladies in your life will notice it. That straight razor shave on the back of your neck and a straight razor shave on your face and hot towel treatments. You're going to love it. Love their customer loyalty program, refer a friend program. Our great friends at Roosters. Let's face it, man. You look terrible. You look awful.
Come on, man.
No, you look terrible. How about some pride in yourself? Go by Roosters. RoostersMGC.com. 884-8920. 884-8920. RoostersMGC.com. Hey, you brought up, I think, a pretty interesting point right there.
I don't know what I said. I say a lot of things, Mickey.
During the break,
you said, just throw everything on the wall, see what sticks.
This one stuck with me. You said you hate that they called it pods.
I hate pods. I hate them.
How about the little things you put in your dishwasher? You hate those little things?
Yeah, I hate those things because people will say, oh, millennials eat pods. It's not true. We don't eat pods.
Well, some people do. Some of them do.
Let me be clear about something.
Yeah.
Millennials are not Generation Z.
I don't know the difference in that mess.
That is precisely the problem. The oldest millennial right now is 35 years old.
Really?
Yeah.
Old.
Yeah.
Over the hill.
It's like 21 to 35 at this point in time is what millennials are.
Who comes up with these things?
It's just a way to keep generations and group generations.
Why? Why do we need to do that?
Well, I don't know. It's just a way to refer to things easily throughout history. Throughout
millennials
time.
Don't have a... They don't have a monopoly on being an idiot, by the way. Old people can do idiotic stuff too.
Absolutely. But millennials in particular get such a bad rep from both sides of it, to be honest. Both sides.
How so?
Well, you get blamed for the dumb pod-eating morons of the generation below us.
Right.
And then you're blamed for, you know, the economy from the generation above us.
There's a good news for you, buddy.
It's a tough look right now for millennials.
There's good news for you.
Yeah.
When you get older,
mm-hmm.
you blame it on the one below you.
Exactly right. Exactly right. I guess it's a cycle that keeps repeating itself.
Yeah. I just like the fact y'all are so entitled to everything.
That's what it is. We are.
Yeah. And your feelings are so important.
Again, thank you for doing that, for raising people in the everybody gets a trophy generation.
Yeah.
That was you guys.
My
kid is special, so he needs to make sure he has a trophy. Or she has a trophy.
I saw this the other day and I didn't like it.
What's that?
I saw a thing about kids with their parents drawing pictures of their parents,
mm-hmm.
and kids drawing pictures of their parents with a phone in their hand, like looking at their phone, playing video games on their phone. You put your phone down, be a parent. But you going back to this.
I don't like pods.
And well, let's be clear about this, buddy. It's all about your truth. You can just find your truth. going back to this.
Oprah's not a millennial.
going back to this. You don't like the name pods, or you don't like the pods? You know what it sounds like? When you're golf, the old golfing days, it's your partner, your partner. Come on, pods. Anyway, you're saying P-O-D pods,
mm-hmm.
P-O-D-S pods. You don't like the name pods, or you don't like the way the setup? Because QCT says that the ACC baseball tournament format is infuriating. Really took a bunch of morons led by the giant piece of crap Swofford to clean up this trash. Worst tournament format in sports. Fire them all. He's pretty fired up about that, fence sitter. You don't like that at all. Or the name of it.
I don't like the name. I don't like the format. I think it's a ridiculous format. And it could do with some improvements.
It's tough because they do this balancing act of, A, how many teams do you invite? B, how do you not run out of pitching? There's three team pods in this thing.
Sure.
So, and it begins on Tuesday, May the 22nd, in case you haven't seen all this. It goes Wednesday and Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Why don't we even have it?
Why do we have an ACC baseball tournament?
Why?
To crown a tournament champion. Do you want an ACC basketball tournament?
Well, how about we just do what football does? The division winners meet, play, they two win the ACC. Yep, 2 out of 3.
I don't have any problem with that.
Let's do that.
I'm with you on that one. Go 2 out of 3. Clemson's going to be the second seed, I do believe. And with that, they'll have in their pool, they call it pool, not pods, in the pool play, number 7 and number 11. All that's TBD, by the way. That's just too early to talk about all that. If they are the second seed in pool B, they will play, that's too much. I can't really get into all that. I don't know. If they do get into all that, they will, you play two games.
See how confusing this is?
It's very confusing. You play two games. If you go on to win your pool, you go to the next semifinal, one game semifinals on Saturday, one game Sunday finals. So basically you're playing four games. If you go to double elimination, you can get into game 6 and 7-4. You kind of run out of pitching. I get all that. And you don't want to run out of pitching before the NCAA tournament. I get all that. I'm with you. Let's just play a three-game set with the two winners. If not, you just get the time off in that. It's not an easy way to do it. I do like double elimination rather than single elimination. Here's what I don't want, though, and you see this sometimes now, is a run differential. If everybody goes 1-1, which can happen in a three-team pool, then you get down to run differential. I don't like that at all. I think that's a bad, bad deal there. So anyway, a little pool play for you, a little pie play for you. Hey, can I do some Twitter stuff? I always tell you this. We do all tweets on the air as long as you can get them in before the end of the show, and as long as they're appropriate to read on the air, we get all these on the air. Tim writes in that Seneca baseball will be playing for another upper state championship tomorrow at 5 p.m. Seneca High School. Good luck to the Seneca Bobcats with that one.
We don't do that here on the show.
We don't do that here on the show. Skip writes in, I had the privilege of being at Doug Kingsmore Stadium for the second game in a row. I do mean privilege, but we took the series in spite of the absolute horrible calls behind home plate. These umpires have to have families, and if they witness what I did, they'd be embarrassed. I said this to the umpire Saturday night. My wife got so mad at me, and rightfully so. I shouldn't yell at an umpire. But I yelled at the umpire Saturday night because we're sitting right behind home plate. And I said, sir, I hope your kids aren't watching, man, because they'd be embarrassed of their daddy tonight. Shouldn't have said that. It can't, Zach, I want to be crystal clear on this. If there's anything that comes out of this show besides another Jordan Green replay of Don Munson's home run call. If there's anything else that comes out of this show, I want to be crystal clear on this. Calling balls and strikes is not a difficult task. It's very easy to see a baseball from that close. Now, you get a bunch of borderline calls. I have no problem at all if someone on that K-zone that you see in Major League Baseball, that if it's really close and it barely is barely outside the strike zone and he called it a strike, I'm not going to complain about that. If it's barely inside the strike zone and he called a ball, I got a little bit of a problem because I want to see a big strike zone because I want people swinging the bats. But you know what? That's tough. It's a close borderline calls. I'm not talking about the borderline calls. I'm talking about the calls that you see it all the time if you watch it college baseball now. Even in Major League Baseball sometimes. I'm talking about a foot outside the strike zone. Zach, I want to be clear about this. That's not a difficult task. If it is more than a few inches off of the plate, and look, I know we got a lot of movement in baseballs now. It might be harder now than it was at one point in time. We got cutters. We got splitters. We got two-seam fastballs. I get it. We got balls that are dancing all over the place. Look, man, I get the ball moves a lot. But it's not hard to differentiate when a ball is a foot outside the strike zone. Yet, time and time and time again, I turn on the TV. I watch a lot of college baseball. I watch the Gamecocks almost every weekend. I watch Clemson almost every weekend. For the life of me, I don't understand. I understand we want to see the low strike. I don't understand an umpire getting 2 feet away from the outside corner of the plate because he wants to set up on the inside part of the plate or the outside part of the plate. He's trying to protect himself. Maybe he wants to see the low strike. I get that.
Sure.
But that being said, it's not that difficult to call balls that are fairly close to the strike zone. Again, let me be clear about this. If it is close, I'd rather you call it a strike than a ball. I want to see the guy swinging the bats. So if you're going to err, let's err on the side of the strike zone being, you know what? I'm going to give you an inch, 2 inches. Watch this, Zach. Watch this. I'm going to pull my hands apart right here, okay? For those who can't see this, I got both my hands against each other. That's an inch right there. 2 inches, 3 inches off the plate. That's fine. 4 inches off the plate. I'm going to give you that a little bit. That's about the width of a baseball. I'm going to give you that a little bit. 5 inches, nah, I'm going to start getting mad at 6 inches, 7, 8. Look at this here, Zach. Put your hands together when you do this, folks. A foot, Zach, that's 12 inches off the plate. That's not close to being a strike. It's not close to being a strike. And yet, I see it all the time. It's not a difficult task. Some of it is a little ego-based that I'm going to put my stamp on the game. Like, this is my game. I'm in control. I'd rather blame it on that than just pure incompetence, though. And I want to be clear about it. Now, I've never called a college baseball game. But I've called, you know, like, high school age baseball games. Where you get some, you know, I've got 85, 90 mile an hour fastballs. It's not that difficult to do.
In Pony League?
Pony League guys throwing 85?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Not 90.
18-year-old kids throwing 85. Yeah. And it doesn't matter. Look, 100 miles an hour, that's not movement. I get it. The ball's moving a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not that difficult to do. You saw it last night again, didn't you? Hey, the guy flinched. He made one bad call. I'm not even talking about that one bad call. Because he flinched. He didn't mean to call that a strike. And that's why he let Monty Lee go for so long. But you know what he did, though? Like you said, because they barked about that call that he knew was a bad call. He knew it. He didn't mean to call it. He knew he messed up on the one call against Bird.
Yep.
And they barked about it, but he got up and walked down there to confront it. See, that's another thing to do as an umpire. All the umpires listening right now, don't add fuel to the fire. Let them have their say. You can ignore it and it doesn't become an issue. When you confront it, it becomes the issue. And time again, most of the things that get escalated are because you make it worse than it is.
Sure.
Because you have rabbit ears. You're a human being. You don't want anybody. You got your feelings hurt. Well, he yelled at me. He didn't like me. He didn't. So you get your feelings hurt. So that's where it comes from. Same thing in basketball. Rabbit ears. You're listening to the crowd. You're listening to people around you. Just do your job and don't worry about what everybody thinks about it. But just in a quick summary here, it's not hard to call balls and strikes. It's hard to call pass interference at times. It's hard to call chop blocks at times. It's hard to call if a guy was inbounds or not on a catch. It's hard to call block charges. It's hard to call goaltending at times. It's hard to call, was his feet inbound? Who'd the ball go off in basketball? Was it touched by the offense or defense, the last person touched? That's hard. It's hard to call, was the guy in the crease or not in hockey, right? Those are difficult calls. Offsides can be difficult. Those are hard calls. Bang, bang plays at first. Those are difficult calls.
Sure.
Fair foul, a ball going over the foul pole, home run or not. The ball's curving. Those are very, very difficult calls. I get it. Balls and strikes, that's not difficult. That's not hard at all. That's very – that to me, that's elementary. The easiest job an umpire has, besides a guy at second base that calls a couple of – couple steal, and by the way, they got those wrong all weekend, wrong too, because they went back and reviewed them and they're wrong. You know, how about that, man? Wouldn't you be embarrassed? Like, oh well, I called him out, but the camera said he was safe, so we got to come back. You, like in your mind, like you got to be a little bit disappointed, right?
You got to have somebody else look at those. You can't have the guy that made the call go in and look at his own stuff.
That's a good point.
You can't have that.
That's a good point. But a ball and a strike, that's not difficult. That's not. You know, like an easy call in football. Did you get the playoff before the play clock went off? That's kind of easy.
Mm-hmm.
Zero. The snap's not done at zero. That's it. That's easy. I get that. It's not hard in basketball. Was the guy behind the 3-point line or not? That's not a really difficult call. If you're watching the feet, you should kind of know that, right?
Sure.
If a field goal is good or not, that's not really a difficult call. That's the equivalent of a ball strike, whether the ball went through the uprights in football. Was the guy's toe on the line? How many times you go back and review whether it was a 3-point or not? You know, yeah, the replay is kind of close one time, but that's kind of an easy call. A ball strike call is that doggone easy. It's easy. And if it's not, then let's just go ahead and set the computer up. And let's get the beep, beep. No balls, two strikes. Let's get that in there.
What's the punch out for that computer?
Beep, 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 beep.
Great.
Stevie from Simpsonville is a great texter.
Mm-hmm.
He has a request. Can you guys call up the Don Munson call again? We can do that. Can't wait, Zach, or Mr. 24 for Stevie from Simpsonville.
Yeah,
also, Joe and Anderson wants to hear it. We can do that for you.
I'm sure we could probably make something like that happen.
Because that's what we do. We take care of our listeners. We care about you.
First pitch to Green. He'll drive it high and deep to left. That ball's gone! Touch them all, Jordan Green! You won it for the Tigers 5-4. Left. And the Gap Band will play at Doug King's Bowl.
There it is.
That was good.
Jordan Green walk-off home run last night. The Tigers win 5-4 and take the series against Florida State.
Puts me in a good mood. That's our Katichi good moves, good mood segment of the day to hear Jordan Green do that and then do the bat flip, the facing his team, the get around, and then do the prime time, prime time, prime time. Getting a little dance in there. That was good. Very good stuff there. That was a bomb shot. It's like, you know, you know how good it was? I tried to go to bed, couldn't sleep for about 10 minutes after it was over. It's like, because you know, you're still kind of jacked up a little bit. All jazzed up on Mountain Dew.
Jazzed up on Mountain Dew.
Jacked up on Mountain Dew. I'll spider kick you. Anyway.
Oh, man.
Take your war medals and throw them in the creek. Chip. The Katichi has good news for you. The weather right now, can you beat this weather? You want to play golf today, aren't you?
I am going to play a little golf today.
Man, can you beat this weather?
I'm going to hit 185 today.
No. Well, you are playing the hardest golf course in America. But anyway, go by and see our good friends over at Katichi,
I'm all about a long ball.
Katichi.com.
Short game figures stuff out.
Oh, no, it'll get done. Go and play Katichi. The weather is phenomenal right now. Phenomenal. The greens are awesome. The food is great. The golf is great. And I guarantee you this. Inquire about joining because they have some great membership deals over there. It's a short drive to Hartwell, Georgia. For all you Georgia Bulldog fans listening over there, man, what are you doing on joining? Short drive for you folks over in Anderson. Get us a little short drive over there. Your Anderson golf right now is kind of limited anyway. Man, go join Katichi and go take the family out and have a great. Here's the thing, man. Got Mother's Day this weekend. Go get your little Mother's Day brunch over there and then play a little golf with Mother's Day and the family over there. You're going to love it. CATEECHEE.com. My great friends at Katichi and Katichi.com. That puts me in a good mood here in Jordan Green's walk-off after a good news segment of the day. We'll come back. Hey, speaking of golf, I've got the women's NCAA tournament results to tell you about from yesterday. 18 holes in the book, two more to go. And speaking of golf, Mr. Orr 24, I want to get your thoughts when we come back about Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Ricky Fowler playing together at the TPC. We'll do that when you return from more after this.
Love driving again and enjoy no payments for up to 90 days at State Credit Union. And with rates as low as 1.99% APR on new cars, now is the perfect time to buy. Plus, applying for your new car loan is fast and easy. Call, click, or stop by any of the 20 statewide branches of State Credit Union today. Learn more online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go.
Certain terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs are subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi friends, Mickey Plyler here for Star Granite Interiors. Nothing improves a home like beautiful granite or quartz countertop surfaces for your kitchen or your bathroom like Star Granite Interiors. For 60 years, Star Granite Interiors has built an impeccable reputation by providing its customers with the best in terms of service, selection, and price. Call today to improve your home with Star Granite Interiors. Jeremy Revis can be reached at 304-4249. It's Jeremy Revis at 304-4249. Or better yet, check him out online at stargraniteinteriors.com.
Hey Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with a new way to experience the Clemson family like never before. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a condo resort opening fall 2019 right on Lake Hartwell, just across the lake from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a property on the lake with the amenities of a hotel such as housekeeping, great food, and more. Find out why I'm all in for Lakeside Lodge Clemson at LakesideLodgeClemson.com. That's LakesideLodgeClemson.com.
Worked hard for several years. Now you need someone to work hard for you on your retirement planning. Where should you invest to reach your goals? Let the independent financial advisors at Kiwi Financial Group develop a winning game plan for your future. Every client is unique and every solution is unique. It's your money and it's your future. Talk to the trusted professionals at Kiwi Financial Group in Clemson. Call today at 654-5043 or stop by the office on Pendleton Road next door to Max Drive-In.
The South Carolina Football Hall of Fame Legend Speaker Series presents Coach Steve Spurrier June 6th at the Embassy Suites at Verde. Coach Spurrier's storied career as a player and a coach has made him one of the most decorated football icons in history. Don't miss your chance to get up close and personal with the head ball coach and enjoy a special evening with a one-of-a-kind silent auction. The South Carolina Football Hall of Fame Legend Speaker Series presented by Ingles Markets. For information and to purchase your tickets, visit scfootballhof.org/shop.
If you live near or in a 30-mile radius of Anderson and you're living paycheck to paycheck, do you need a used car, truck, or SUV but don't have any money? Could you just use a lucky break? Just get to Anderson Ford's Credit Doesn't Matter Lucky Break Start of Summer Clearance Sale. Other dealers say no. Anderson Ford says yes, yes, yes. Vehicles priced from just $39.99 with payments as low as $109 a month. If your bills are late, you're divorced, behind on alimony, even bankrupt, Anderson Ford could put you in a used car, truck, or SUV with just $1 down. It's the Anderson Ford Credit Doesn't Matter Lucky Break Start of Summer Clearance Sale you've been waiting for. Just $1 down if you have a job. Going on right now at Anderson Ford on Clemson Boulevard off Exit 19 in Anderson or online at AndersonFordSC.com. Plus tax, tag, title, and registration. See dealer for details.
Grilling season is officially on, and so is the Thrill of the Grill event at the Home Depot, with the best prices of the season on grills, tools, and accessories, like the River Grill Cattleman Charcoal Grill and Smoker for only $99, regularly $129. Enough room for 22 burgers. You can grill with it, smoke with it, and right now, save $30 with it. Only at the Thrill of the Grill event, going on now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through June 20th while supplies last.
Weiler Show is on the air.
These guys just thrive on pushing the limits.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Time now for our Palmetto Golf Report by our great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. When you go on vacation, I tell you what you want. You want good food. Here's what's great about Palmetto Dunes. You don't have to drive and get in a car and go find a place to eat. The Dunes buggy come pick you up. Take you down to Alexander's, take you across to get some good Mexican food. There's so many great choices there. So, you know, the kids, here's what's great, too. Like, the kids like different kinds of foods with a variety that they have over at Shelter Cove all throughout Palmetto Dunes. You're going to love that. Don't talk enough about it. You know, they got some great summertime outdoor music. You always love all that. So, Palmetto Dunes has everything for you. All the golf, all the tennis, all the boating, all the fishing, all the beaches, all the bicycles, all the pickleball. But the food is fantastic. You might see our good friends over at Palmetto Dunes at PalmettoDunes.com. Palmetto Golf Report at the NCAA Regional at Harding Park in San Francisco. South Carolina is tied for 11th right now. The top six teams get in there. They're 8 over par, and they are now 9 shots back with 36 holes to go. They get back underway today. Good news for the Lady Tigers. They're down in Tallahassee. Tee off at 9 o'clock this morning. Clemson right now tied for 4th at 3 under par with Tennessee and Wake Forest. A one-shot lead for that final spot over Florida State. For the Lady Tigers yesterday, Alice Houston 1 under par, Sydney Legacy 1 under par, Ana Paula Valdez even par, Kennedy Swan 1 under par, Marissa Masana 3 over par. So the 3 under were the four best scores there. And again, back underway at 9 o'clock this morning, NCAA Tallahassee Regional. How it works, we told you when Kelly Hester was on last week that 54 holes, top six teams from each regional get to advance to the NCAA tournament out in Oklahoma State at their very, very difficult golf course, Carston Creek. Finally, on our Palmetto Golf Report, tomorrow, Larry Penley joins us, Clemson men's golf coach. They get ready to go to Texas A&M for their regional. So really looking forward to that. Our Palmetto Dunes, Palmetto Golf Report, brought to you by great friends at Palmetto Dunes. Again, if you're looking for a great place to vacation, and if you're like me, and food is a big part of your vacation, then the really high-level food is there. The great lunch spots are there as well. The variety is there with the great food at Palmetto Dunes, the beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, PalmettoDunes.com. You know who I feel bad for? Mr. Or 24, Jack Leg Tonto. I feel bad for Jordan Green.
Why?
School's out. He didn't get to walk around campus today with all the pretty girls going, "Oh, Jordan, great hit last night. You're awesome." All the professors going, "Hey, Jordan, great hit last night." Mm-hmm. All the fellas going, "Hey, Jordan, great hit last night." So he didn't get the full benefits because school's out now.
Well, he was interviewed on national television.
That was true.
And he hit a walk-off home run last night to win a series for his baseball team. His teammates threw him a Gatorade shower, a shaving cream shower, yeah, and just generally acted a fool behind him during that national interview. I don't feel that bad for him.
All those are true. But you don't get the full effect of it because school's out.
You don't get the full effect of it.
Oh, Jordan, that was so cool. In general,
if we're going to be honest.
Huh? You don't get what now?
It's baseball. If he catches a touchdown, it's different.
Well, unless it's fall break.
Even then.
Yeah, but he'd be the big man on campus today.
He would, I guess.
That'd be pretty cool.
Would they recognize Jordan Green walking around?
Yeah. He's a guy with his shirt popped all the way open and the shaving cream still on his face.
He still got the shaving cream. He slept with it.
He did it last night. In the interview, he still had the shaving cream on.
I know. It's great.
It was bad. Did you see the interview? Did you hear the interview last night when he did it? He said, it's a shaving cream. Like, he thought it was like coconut cream pie or something.
Ugh.
Or like whipped cream, but it's shaving cream.
Ugh.
That's not good.
Stuff probably stings in your eyes a little bit.
Jay from Greenville said, "Can someone explain what happened on the intentional walk to Cal Raleigh?"
Jay from Greenville, we talked about that on Hour 1, WCCBFM.com on our podcast, if you want to listen to that. Or we can redo it quickly.
Quickly, go ahead.
Last night, the Tigers chose to intentionally walk Raleigh to load the bases. They sent him to first base without throwing any pitches. That is the new rule in Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball being the operative term there. where you don't have to throw the pitches. You can just give them the free pass. The NCAA has yet to adopt that rule. You still have to throw those four pitches. So it was a conference. Neither of the coaches seemed to know the rules or the umpires, and he had to come back, and they ended up pitching to him anyway. And that's what happened last night.
Shouldn't the umpires know the rules?
Shouldn't the umpires? Yes. Shouldn't the coaches? Yes.
Just checking.
Everybody needs to know the rules.
Just checking. All right, I got. I want to touch on some things here for you. In hour number one, all the kids got to be in school. Thursday and Friday, TPC Sawgrass Stadium Course, the Players Championship Tournament Players Club.
What do you hit on that island hole?
8-9 or wedge, depending on wind and pin position. And where the tees. The thing I realized there, a couple things. I played that probably 5, 6, 7 times. It's a big, long tee box there. It kind of circles around. It's almost like a crescent tee box. So it can be anywhere from 140 yards maybe down to 110 yards maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big, 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 huge wide variance. Plus the green's massive. I'm sorry. The green is massive.
Massive.
It's one of the biggest greens you'll ever be on. Now, but the misconception you have there is like you think that you're looking down on the green, like the TV camera's looking down on the green.
Sure.
You don't see that. What you see is railroad ties. And like a little, not railroad ties, but like wood. And you see the bunker. And you see like a little sliver of land there. So you can't tell the depth at all. It's level. It's very level with you. You don't look down upon it. So it makes it more difficult than it actually is.
Mm.
But, Mr. Or 24, Jack Lake Tonto, the great part about this tournament, not only being the fifth major, is that Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, and Ricky Fowler are playing together. What? We're talking about guys that are three champions of this event. Three TPC champions.
Their tee timers released yesterday. What is that?
I'm looking right now, I'll tell you. How about this group right here? Ready?
See.
8:27 on Thursday off number 10. Rory McIlroy, Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth. Dude, I can't wait for Thursday. This is the fifth major. I can't count it as a major, but yeah, this is really, really, really good. All right, Tiger Woods and these guys, let me try to find this.
They tee off at 1:52 on Thursday.
That's fine. Off number one.
And on the 10th on Friday at 8:27.
Man, can you wait for that? It's going to be a lot of fun.
I can't wait. It's going to be a great time.
Four plays now driving Phil Mickelson. Four plays now driving Ricky Fowler. Four plays now driving Tiger Woods. I have two sets of friends that are going.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Two sets of friends that are going. That's going to be cool.
Obviously, there are no great friends, or otherwise you'd be going with them.
Yeah.
What are we doing there, pal?
What do you mean? Not going?
This text that we just got.
You know, you can't complain about not going.
I'm not complaining. I'm asking why you're not going.
I got to do shows.
Oh.
You know, I got Mother's Day and stuff.
Mother's Day.
You know, I got stuff to
do. You're going down to Columbia?
Yeah, we'll go down.
Going to see your ma?
Yeah, we'll go down Sunday. Check out
Irmo, I'm sorry. Irmo, not Columbia.
No, not Columbia. We'll not go to Columbia. If I do, you know what I'll say? I retweeted the
locker room. I saw your little troll. I saw it.
I wanted to mention this just quickly, Zach, or Mr. 24, just quickly on this thing.
Quickly.
Wendell Carter's mom says the NCAA is like slavery. Let me be very clear about this, man. It's disingenuous. I don't like it one bit. It's disingenuous to anybody. It devalues anybody who had to go through the awful, the one of the most unspeakable things I could ever imagine, slavery. The fact that your son gets to play basketball in front of millions of people and advance his career where he's going to make millions and millions of dollars is in no way, shape, or form anything close to slavery. People taken away from their homes, away from their families, put in bondage to work awful jobs and awful situations is not like playing college basketball at Cameron Indoor Stadium. It's not like advancing to your NBA career and making millions and millions of dollars. It is so, it takes away from any kind of person who had to suffer the one of the most despicable acts anybody could ever think of to compare or to say that's what it is. I can't stand that. I hate that. It turns my stomach to see it, and it's just crazy for anybody to do that. I couldn't imagine going through what millions of people had to go through for the last 11,000 years, by the way. We had slavery 11,000 years ago. All over the world, every continent in the world, we got this awful, awful, awful situation out there. But it's not playing basketball in Cameron Indoor Stadium. And to advance your career to where you can make millions of dollars, that's not slavery, and that's not even close. Shame on you for comparing it. Not even in the same realm. We'll come back.